You're listening to Your Financial Choices on WDIY Allentown. Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics, and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. To ensure compliance with requirements imposed by the IRS, we inform you that any U.S. federal tax advice contained in this communication is not intended to or to be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties under the Internal Revenue Code or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any transaction or matter addressed herein. This show is for educational purposes only. For advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, AEP, on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com, and you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. Today is October 8th, 2014. The markets were up today. The Dow closing at 994. I can't read my writing. The NASDAQ at 4468, and the S&P at 1968. Last week, we took a break. I was at a company event at the new hockey arena. It was a great night, and we had lots of fun down in Allentown. So if you have a chance to check that out, I love supporting our community by participating in all the wonderful events we have here in the Lehigh Valley. So take a break, go down, check it out. It's lovely, lots of new restaurants down there, and it's just lots of fun. Tonight, I'm talking about ways to give that make a difference for you and your favorite charity or nonprofit. So ways to give that make a difference. It's very appropriate tonight as we enter our pledge drive. We are live tonight. We will take your questions. Judy Ann is in the studio with our volunteers for the pledge drive. If you have a question for us tonight, you can ask to speak to Judy Ann, and the volunteers will make sure she gets the call. She'll write the question down and have to bring it into the studio to me, and I'll have to answer the questions off air. So it's a great opportunity to call in. You can call in with your pledge or call in with a question. We're happy to take your call either way. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I do typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic. I'll do my best to answer them. The number for pledging or the number for questions is the same, which is 610-758-8810. You can also send questions through the website yourfinancialchoices.com. So before I get into the show, again, we're going to talk about ways to give and the benefits and, you know, how it can be twofold, threefold even in giving. Before I talk about ways to give tonight, I also want to mention that I plan to give as well. So I am going to put up a personal challenge as well during this hour. I know our board has had pledges throughout the day. Even this morning I was listening and there were pledges. So I will make a donation for $250. If we get $500 worth of pledges during this hour, we only have 1 hour. And what really pleases me beyond anything is if the pledges come in early. It makes me crazy to wait till the very end because it's a competition for me. I love helping out the station. I love helping out WDIY. I like to make a difference, and I like the show to make a difference. And I certainly know that our listeners make a difference as well. So if you would like to pledge tonight, if you were waiting, if you haven't done your pledge, or if you want to do an extra contribution and you do it during this hour, if we reach $500, I will write a check for $250. And as long as I have been doing this at WDIY for 5 years now, I have always written that check. So I'm very happy to write that check. I do it twice a year, usually at the spring drive and the fall drive. And again, would ask folks, if you have benefited from this show, from Your Financial Choices, and have found little ways to save money, a great way to give back is to WDIY through a pledge membership or extra gift. And you can do that by calling 610-758-8810 or through their website, wdiy.org, and please mention your financial choices. So I will write a check for $250 when we get $500, and the sooner the better, and then we can all concentrate on the topic at hand tonight. And that topic is ways to give that make a difference for you and your favorite charity. So let me kind of, regular listeners always know I start really broad and then I work down into more details or more specific stories and strategies to use. So we start with the broad idea of charitable giving, and that is we can give a number of ways, and that would be your time, talent, and treasure. Many nonprofit organizations appreciate your time. Volunteers are rarely refused. We have volunteers here at WDIY, and without them, we would not have this station. And they do a lot of work, and I'm sure there are many listeners who are out there doing volunteer work in their communities as well, or with their children's organizations, scouts, sports, things like that. Volunteering could include giving your talent as well. So when we talk about giving your time, sometimes it's your talent as well. I used to help with some bookkeeping at the church, so it was a combination of my time and my talent. There's a number of ways to give. We generally think about treasure when we talk about charitable giving, and charitable giving that could make a difference on our tax return. So you have to keep in mind that you do not get an income tax deduction for your time. I have had people ask that. If I, volunteer for 3 hours, do I get a deduction for, what my time would be worth? No, I'm sorry, you don't. You just get all the great benefits of feeling good and giving back to your community and doing nice things like that. So we have time and talent. So there's a number of ways to do that. Again, not a deduction for your time or your talent, but yes, a deduction for when you make a donation of your treasure. All right. So I also want to put up front that when I am talking about charitable donations, charitable organizations, nonprofits, I am referring to those that qualify for charitable contributions, which are described as 501c3 organizations under the Internal Revenue Code. That's where that number comes from. It is an Internal Revenue Code. So that is a 501c3. If you get receipts from organizations when you've made a donation, quite often you will see that little blurb at the bottom of the page, under Internal Revenue Code. We are a 501c3 organization. You've not received any, benefits from this donation, in-kind services, blah, blah, blah. Lots of different disclosures they might put there, but it is 501c3 organizations. Sometimes folks think when they're writing a check to, the PTO, something for their kids, groups, that they are charitable donations. Not necessarily so. So your PTOs, your associations, civic organizations typically do not fall under this provision. So there may be one-offs where someone has gone through the hoops of setting up a nonprofit. There are some extra requirements for that. So quite often you don't see your little small organizations like PTOs going to that trouble. Keep in mind, those are not charitable contributions. You would have to have a receipt saying it's a 501c3. So that's kind of some of the broad kind of guidelines I'm using here tonight. Now, my favorite kind of donation for organizations, because I like charitable organizations and I like when people give, my favorite donation is cash, because, or checks, charge, whatever. I just mean monetary donations, because they're just the easiest and the nicest for the charitable organization itself. There's no restrictions, In my simplest form, you just give away money. No restrictions for the charitable organization. They can use the money as they see fit. There's a word for it. It just escaped me, but I'll come back to it. So it is one of the easiest and nicest donations. But keep in mind that the IRS issued guidelines several years ago on the documentation for charitable contributions. And I recommend that you have or get receipts for everything or have canceled checks or credit card statements. If you get in the habit of obtaining them every time, you won't forget. And it's just easier to have proper records. So, you know, years ago, people would come in, I'd be doing a tax return, and they would say, oh, yeah, I gave $3,000, and or same as last year. And I'd say, well, do you have receipts? You know, so it seemed for years that the IRS really wasn't hunting this down or providing thorough guidance on it. And they did come out several years ago and said, you have to have receipts for your charitable contributions in order to take them as a deduction. And in fact, our firm has you sign off acknowledging that if we have not seen the receipts, that you do indeed have the receipts at home. And it was interesting when we started doing that, how often people would say, well, you know, I don't have the receipts. It was all cash. So if you actually have paper money, cash that you want to give, you know, there are still ways to do that and get a receipt. For example, quite often, you know, the largest contributions we see are to churches. Well, if you're registered with your church, quite often they will have your name. They may have envelopes, something, you know, a lot of churches do. They have envelopes. And you put your cash in the envelope, and the envelope is numbered. They open the envelope, they record it, they track all your expenses, and they'll give you a statement at the end of the year. So for those people who don't like writing checks, that's one way to do it. Quite often what I will hear is that people will say they don't want to register with the church because then the church will know about them and ask them for money and send them papers in the mail, you know, requesting dollars, etc. Well, if you want the deduction, folks, you've got to do it the right way and get the receipt. So, and then there's no guesswork with that either. You know, oh gosh, I think I put $10 a week in the basket cash. Well, the IRS doesn't go for that anymore. So we want receipts. So when we're talking about the easiest ways to give, that is one of them. It's not very complicated. You're not guessing at values of things that you've contributed. We're not, you know, having to do complex transactions to get that charitable contribution. It's very nice. And many, many organizations now have or provide the ease of online donations. So if you have a credit card, or you may be able to even do it through like a bank transfer, you can go online and do your contributions. And it's very easy to do. And in fact, I have statistics. I believe I printed them off, and I'm going to go over some of the statistics as we get through the show. The increase in contributions through online donations has increased significantly, in part probably because so often we have events like, you know, the hurricanes, the storms, tragedies where groups have come together and there's mega awareness around, you know, musical talent and Hollywood getting involved and having television programs and setting up online phone banks and things like that to raise money for whatever event occurred, you know, whether it's to the Red Cross or an organization like that. So we have seen an increase in online contributions, and that makes it very easy to do as well. And then you can print off your receipt right from your computer when you're doing your online contribution. So as we go through the show, we're going to talk about a number of other ways to give to your nonprofit, your favorite charity. There are lots of different ways to do this, and it could provide tax benefits for you as well, income tax benefits. So I'm going to go over some of those. We are doing our pledge drive this evening. Otto, are you going to talk about something? I saw someone bring in a couple things for you.
Indeed. Speaking of contributions, we have received a couple already in this program.
Yay.
We heard from Rod from Emmaus, who gave an extra gift to WDIY in appreciation of the work that Lori is going to do for him, it says. Thank you very much, Rod. And we also heard from Gerard from Allentown, who, it says here, is a renewing member and a sustaining member. Seamus, what is a sustaining member? Explain that concept.
Well, a sustaining member is one of the most convenient ways you can give to WDIY. You tell us how much you want to give per month, and you give us your credit card information, and then we deduct that automatically every month. It's painless, it's quick and easy to do, and oftentimes you're making a big difference with WDIY. If you give just $5 a month, you're providing $60 for the year. If you give just $10 a month, that's $120 per the year. And that's something that we can rely on here at WDIY, and that's something that we can use to help bring you the programs, like your financial choices, like all the NPR news programs. So if you want to help support WDIY, a sustainer program is a great way to do that. Just call now, 610-758-8810, or go online to wdiy.org. And I'm pleasantly surprised to tell you I have yet another thank you to give.
Yay.
Lenore from Bethlehem is a renewing member. So thank you, Lenore, and we would like to thank you if you're listening out there as well. So call up and give your support, 610-758-8810, or go online to wdiy.org. And Lori, one of the things that I like about the pledge drive is if you listen to a certain program and you call during that program, that's like a vote of confidence for that show. So if you want to show WDIY, all of us here at WDIY, that you like Lori's program, that you think your financial choices should stay on the air, and you want to make it known just how much you enjoy the program, now is the perfect time to call. So vote for your financial choices. Vote for Lori's great programming here. Call 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org.
And let's remind the listeners that I am putting out a challenge of $250 that if we raise $500 during this hour, I will write a check for $250, and I'm confident in the listeners and hope they do it. And I appreciate the ones who called in early because it kind of takes the little pressure off me. I'm very competitive and I'm very sensitive, so I like when callers call in during the show. I appreciate being here, and I like that the listeners support us as well, show that through their pledges.
That's right. So this is a great opportunity for your pledge to go even farther. Lori has generously put up her own money to WDIY. So if you can contribute right now, you can help us hit that total and get that extra $500 here for WDIY. Call 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org right now.
Can I also add, Seamus, that my husband works at Air Products, and you will find that there's corporations in the Lehigh Valley that will match your contributions as well. So not only will I write a check tonight as I leave the office, leave the studio, I will then tell my husband to submit at work for the matching.
That's right. Matching contributions are a great feature of a lot of the employers here in the Lehigh Valley. If you work for a company that has a matching contribution aspect to it, then that can go even further to support WDIY. So you should, if you're unsure about that, if you're not sure whether your company provides something like that, matching contributions, you should talk to your company there. You can talk to
HR probably.
Probably HR would be the people to talk to, yeah. But if they do provide that, that's another great way that you can support WDIY. So call 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org right now. Help us hit that goal that Lori has laid out. We're getting closer and closer, but we still need more support. We still need the Your Financial Choices fans to step up.
And Seamus, if someone makes a contribution of a certain amount, who will benefit from that as well, besides WDIY? Do we have Second Harvest this year?
That's right. We have a great partnership this year with the Second Harvest Food Bank of the Lehigh Valley and Wise Markets. So we're providing food to the needy, to the hungry in the Lehigh Valley. And this is a great partnership. I like to think of WDIY as being a member of the community, since we provide news, information, and music to the community. And we turn around as a community radio station and ask for your support at times like this during the pledge drive. That's why we think it's important to also give back to the community when we can. And we've done that through a partnership with Wise Markets and Second Harvest Food Bank. And the way that works is for every $100 we raise during this pledge drive in the fall, Second Harvest Food Bank is going to be able to provide 21 meals to the hungry residents in the Lehigh Valley. And so far this fund drive, Lori, we've been able to provide 3,800 meals.
Wow.
That's what Second Harvest is going to be able to do, thanks to all the listeners that have contributed so far. So we don't want to settle for that. We want to make that number even bigger.
Yeah.
So that's just another great feature, another great benefit of you supporting public radio in the Lehigh Valley, you supporting WDIY. So give our phone operators there in Pledge Central a call right now. They'll be happy to take your information. It's quick, easy, takes only about 2 minutes of your time. Call 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org.
Thanks, Seamus. Do we have... Are we good? Should I keep going with the show?
I think you can keep going with the show.
Yeah. Okay. Folks, keep me going with the show. Call in your pledge to meet my challenge of $250. Thank you, Seamus. You know, folks, we were talking about giving back. We're talking about charitable giving as a topic tonight on the show. And I talked about time, talent, and treasure. I am telling you, the folks here at WDIY are running on vapors, trying to help the studio and keep it going. And if you take the time to listen each morning as you're coming in, it's amazing what you pick up from, you know, a 15-minute drive in the morning or a 20-minute drive in the morning as to the news. And you can stay current, you sound informed, and we already know that the WDIY listeners are an informed audience. I was on another radio show prior to joining WDIY, and I know that the listeners here are certainly informed, and I'm very proud of them, and I'm very happy to have your financial choices on WDIY. So help support us. Make your pledge at 610-758-8810. I'm only on for another, 35 minutes or so. And would like to get $500 worth of pledges so that I can write a check for $250 as I leave. You can also do it online at wdiy.org. So we're talking about charitable giving. The wonderful thing about the pledge drive tonight, too, is all the different multiple levels of giving. So if you give to WDIY, they benefit. Second Harvest benefits. But you also benefit in knowing that you're supporting the station, but also that if you itemize deductions on your tax return, you get a deduction on your tax return. So if, for example, you're in a 25% tax bracket and you itemize and you make a $100 charitable deduction to the studio, then you get a deduction of $100 and you save $25. So you're saving income tax. So it's not really even a full $100. So it's very easy to do $100, especially for those folks who are itemizing. But there are still a lot of people out there who give without even the benefit of tax savings. And that is really a wonderful thing. And I truly am humbled by folks who continue to give, even when there is not a financial incentive for themselves. Let's talk about some of the different ways that you can give. We talked about the cash contributions, or as I call cash, checks, charge, whatever you can do to make sure you get a receipt for that. Did you know that you could also donate appreciated property to your favorite organization? We see this quite often with folks who make large contributions to their churches. You could make a donation of appreciated stock or mutual funds to your favorite charity. Typically, you'd want to ask your church, can we do this? You want to make sure they have an account set up. The bigger churches usually do. Some of the smaller churches may not have had this opportunity. But you simply give your broker or custodian, whoever is holding your investment accounts, instructions that you want to transfer, let's say, $5,000 worth of ABC stock to this church, and they can transfer it right on their books. You don't really have to do much other than that. Then when the church receives it, they will send you a receipt telling you what the fair market value was of the contribution, and you get to take a deduction for the fair market value when we're talking about long-term appreciated stock. So long-term means you've held it for longer than a year. So let's say you had a portfolio that's grown quite large, and, if you were going to give $5,000 to the church, you would sell something and you'd have to pay income taxes on the gain. In lieu of having to sell it, if you just have the instructions to transfer the $5,000 directly to the church, the appreciated stock, actually transfer the shares or the mutual fund to the church or nonprofit. I'm just using church as an example because that's where we see the biggest contributions made. You would get the deduction for the fair market value without having to sell it, without having to realize the gain on it. So that's a real benefit. That is for long-term appreciated stock. So you're saving income tax. You may save inheritance tax because you've just reduced your estate by the amount of the value that you transferred over. So you're taking that money out of your estate. And you're saving capital gains tax. All right? So typically then when we look for that deduction on our tax return, this is usually for people who itemize. Even if you don't itemize, you could still do it. You just get the extra benefit of income tax savings if you're someone who itemizes. You could take the $5,000 deduction. There are some limits that we don't often see people hit, which is you can't take a deduction for more than 30% of your page one income, basically. So if your page one income was, you know, $100,000 and you made a $100,000 donation of appreciated stock to a charity, well, the IRS is going to limit it to $30,000. But the nice thing is you can carry over the excess contribution for 5 years and use it in subsequent years. So you don't necessarily lose the whole punch of that. I don't quite often see that happen where people bump up against the limitations, but just to be aware of it. You can donate stock or mutual funds that also, you know, have short-term appreciation, that have a gain, that are less, that you've held less than 1 year, but then you don't get the fair market value as the full deduction. You only get what you paid for it as the deduction. So quite often we see this strategy used on long-term holdings of appreciated stock. And again, when I say stock, that could be mutual funds as well. A lot of people don't realize that. And it doesn't have to be the whole position either. I want to make sure you understand that, so that if you had $10,000 worth of a stock and you thought, gosh, do I have to move the whole thing? No, you just move the shares, the number of shares equaling the value that you want to donate. Okay, so that is something that typically we see during lifetime. You're still alive. You, instead of giving your check to the church for $5,000, you say, you know what, at the end of the year, I'm just going to transfer this stock. So for people who, you know, have the guilt of having to put the envelope in the basket every week, you might think that doesn't work for you. But you know what? You could still put the envelope in the basket every week. So, you know, all your neighbors who are, you know, watching, if you put your envelope in the basket, could see you putting the envelope in the basket. No one has to know that you're doing the stock once a year. Also, I want to point out that for those people who don't normally itemize because they never have enough money to itemize, if you are one of those people who are like right on the edge of itemizing or doing the standard deduction, we suggest you do like a hopscotch of this technique. So I do have a client that we do this every other year. So 1 year they use the standard deduction. The next year they do their charitable contribution. Let's say they do it in January for the prior year, and they do it in December for the current year. The next year they don't do it, and they flip-flop again, so that we get really 2 years worth of contributions in 1 year. That puts their charitable contributions at such a level that they're able to itemize. So it's a great technique to use. It's called hopscotch. There's other deductions on Schedule A that you can choose to do that way as well. If you're someone who itemizes medical expenses, you can also hopscotch your medical expenses. Do your crowns, your glasses, your dental work, your hearing aids in 1 year, and the next year you don't do any, so that you maximize your itemized deductions. Okay, so that's one way to do that. And those are some of the lifetime giving options that we have. There are more complicated, sophisticated methods of giving, which I can talk about later in the show. But let me quickly move to also giving assets upon your death. There are different ways that people can, if they're not fulfilling their charitable contributions during lifetime, or maybe they do just enough during lifetime, but they want to make a bigger impact when they die, you can gift money through your will or through a trust. And you can do it through beneficiary designations as well on IRA accounts and things like that. So I can talk about that a little bit more, but I think it's time to do another pitch, isn't it, Otto? The time just gets away from us.
That's true, yes. We are in the midst of a pledge drive, and we don't want to forget to remind people that we are reaching out to our listeners this evening in search of contributions to help keep WDIY bringing you the news and music and public affairs programming that you enjoy. The number to call to make your contribution is 610-758-8810. Or if you're the sort of person who prefers to do things on a computer rather than a telephone, you can visit wdiy.org and make your contribution that way.
And we do have a challenge for this hour of Your Financial Choices. I would like to write a check for $250. If we can reach a $500 commitment from our listeners in this hour, how are we doing, Seamus? Are we getting there?
We are getting there, yes. We're not quite there yet, though. And unfortunately, I don't have any more thank yous to bring this time. So we are still counting on the Your Financial Choices listeners to step up to support us here in our fall pledge drive. Because we are WDIY, because we are member supported, now is one of the three times per year that we come to you and ask you to support the station so we can continue bringing you programs like Your Financial Choices, like all the NPR News programs, like the eclectic music programs we have. It's up to you, the listeners, at this point, and you have an opportunity now because of Lori's generous challenge that she's put up on the table to have your pledge go even further. So help us meet that goal. Help us get $500 by the end of Your Financial Choices so Lori can contribute $250. Call 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org.
And with that $250 pledge, it's also my commitment to this station and this programming that we have at WDIY. There are so many volunteers here that deserve our commitment because they're here every week and not being paid, and they're helping and helping. And the way our listeners can help back, lucky for them that they can be in their car listening while we're all working. One way for you to support us is through your pledge and your commitment to WDIY. It is a great station. We're very lucky to have this local programming. Let me tell you, too, we have the opportunities. I have been pleasantly surprised by the opportunities that I have had through this show to bring such, you know, great guest authors, nationally known authors, and I am working on getting a very big nationally recognized person as well that I hope we're going to have on the show in November and December. And when I say to people, you know, we're a radio station, a small community radio station in the Lehigh Valley, and they're willing to come on, it's great. It's a sign, you know, for our listeners that we're working hard here at WDIY and appreciate your support. And I really would like Your Financial Choice listeners to call this evening before the end of the show so that I don't have to sweat this out and call in your pledge at 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org.
That's right. And Lori's show is one of those shows on WDIY that I just learned so much from listening to. It's so informative. So it's one of these great resources here in the Lehigh Valley where you can get this great information about topics that you know a little bit about that you want to know more about, or maybe, like myself, you know very little about and you're getting a primer course every week when you listen. So we try and bring that to you here in the Lehigh Valley. That is what being a member-supported community station here in the Lehigh Valley is all about. But member-supported also means that we need your support out there if you're listening, if you value Your Financial Choices. If you heard something on the show this past couple months and it gave you an idea, it helped you in some way, it helped you budget or plan or do your taxes or anything like that, now's the time to pay that back. Now's the time to make sure that your financial choices is going to be there 1 week down the line, 1 month down the line, for somebody else to get that important information. Next tax season, I'm sure lots of people are going to be calling in and tuning in to find out the answers to their questions. So now's the time you can do that. Now's the time that you can support your financial choices. Call 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org.
Okay, thanks. I hope that we get our calls through the end of the hour. We need up to $500 to get the pledge of $250. So I hope that when Seamus comes it back in for the next break that we've met it. I will be very excited. And if I could guilt the listeners into doing this, that's what I'm doing. I'm guilting you into calling. If you do have questions, we are taking questions tonight, and I failed to mention that earlier. I hope that you realize if you do have questions, you can call in as well. Just ask for Judy Ann, and they will give the phone to her. The phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. We're talking about charitable giving tonight and different ways that you can give. We talked about cash. We talked about donating appreciated stock or mutual funds. We can also do some donations when we pass. Quite often, you know, I will see people who will say, you know, I want to make sure I have money while I'm alive and make sure I take care of myself. But once I'm gone, you know, then I'll do my charitable giving. That works for some people as well. It is a way to reduce your estate when you die. You know, you get a charitable deduction on your PA inheritance tax return or on your estate tax return if you decide to give money at your death. Typically, we might see that as a specific bequest in your will. It might say, you know, $100,000 to this charity. You might also do a percent, a residuary percentage amount. I've seen that many times where you might say, you know, 50% to my nieces and nephews, if you don't have children, for example, and 50% to these 10 charities. So that's a way to do it as well, a specific dollar amount or residuary bequest. One thing I definitely like to talk to folks about, if you are thinking about doing a charitable bequest at your death, rather than maybe doing it through your will, if you have a retirement account, I like for folks to consider the opportunity to do gifting to charity through naming them as a beneficiary on their IRA or retirement account. Because if you were going to pass cash to a charity and an IRA to an individual, there are significant income tax differences to that that beneficiary designation. So if, for example, you said, I want to give $100,000 to charity, and I'm going to give a $100,000 IRA to my niece or my daughter or my son, my cousin, my brother, my partner, the beneficiary, the individual beneficiary of an IRA is going to pay income tax on that. If you give the $100,000 to the charity, they don't pay income tax. They get $100,000 clear and free and clear in my example. Your individual who receives the $100,000 would have income tax, depending on their income tax bracket, and let's pretend it's 25%, they would only clear maybe $75,000. So I like for folks to sit down with their attorney, their financial advisor, lay everything out on the table, and understand how all of your assets will work, how they're titled, who is named beneficiaries on what accounts, what life insurance policies, what IRAs, do you have payable on death, do you have transfer on death? There are so many different ways to pass assets. So I like folks to lay that all out, look and see who's getting what, and see if you can reconfigure things to maybe make it a little bit more tax efficient for the whole ball of wax, the whole scheme of things. Okay? So when you name a charity a beneficiary of an IRA, it would pass directly to them with no income tax. The other added benefit of that is what I have seen quite often is when someone names a charity in their will and they write their will up and 3 years later they don't like that charity anymore, what do they have to do to change it? They have to call the attorney and have them draft a codicil to change that charity that they mentioned, or they have to go in and like revise all their documents. They can do it with a codicil. Whereas if you don't do it that way and you do it through the beneficiary designation, all you have to do is write up a new beneficiary change form. It's very easy. And that's not going to cost you any money to change a beneficiary on a retirement account. It might cost you money to change it with a codicil. So you want to be aware of these little ideas and concepts. And more people than you realize have money going to charities in their wills. And so it's just another opportunity to try to think about this, especially when you're working with individual beneficiaries as well. Okay, so that's something to think about. Some folks do large gifts with little cost. And what do I mean by that? This is a way to give to not necessarily a charitable donation, but you could do it to a charity as well, but also to individuals. Some folks buy life insurance, or maybe they've had a life insurance policy for a long time and they don't want to bother, you know, ending it, finishing it off. They feel like they've invested in it this long. Maybe they don't need it anymore, but, you know, they've already been paying it for so long. You could name a charity as a beneficiary on a life insurance policy as well. It kind of also goes back to my, where is the tax consequence going of any asset that you're giving? If everything's going to charity, then, you know, it's not going to matter. But for life insurance, I also usually suggest doing taxable accounts to charity and life insurance or cash to your non-charity, your individual beneficiaries. There are some other methods of giving as well. We have things called charitable remainder unit trust, charitable remainder annuity trust. Sometimes we hear people call those CRUTs and CRATs, and they're a little bit more complicated, but some people are interested in those. It all depends on what your goal is. Do you need an income stream? Do you need an assured income stream so you know how much dollars it is every month that you're going to get? There are certain benefits of working with those types of trusts. There's some income tax benefits, maybe some estate tax benefits, inheritance tax benefits. When I talk about estate benefits and inheritance tax benefits, it usually comes from the reduction of your estate, and that's how you're saving money because you're reducing your estate by the donation that you've made. There are also things called donor advised funds. Some people will make a donation to a donor advised fund. Usually that's through a custodian like, you know, a Fidelity or a T. Rowe Price. A lot of those custodians have set up something called donor advised funds. You write a check to that, you get a deduction on your return, and then they direct where the charitable contribution will go over, you know, any number of years, but you get the deduction in the year that you've made it. There are also private foundations that some people set up. And typically we see higher net worth individuals setting up things for private foundations, maybe where they have like a family legacy that they want to leave, have a certain mission that they want to fulfill, a charitable mission, and they may go into a private foundation. Those also are a little bit more complicated. You do control the distributions on those. There's an income tax deduction. There's certain limitations. You can donate cash. You can donate appreciated stock. So a little bit more complicated, but still available for people. Some folks will donate development rights or land for conservation. We see that from time to time. That you can do at lifetime or at death as well. During your lifetime is nice because then you get to see the benefits and get the income tax benefits during your lifetime when you make those kinds of deductions. Folks, I hope that some of the tips we're talking about tonight help you in deciding to make a charitable contribution, which if you make a contribution to WDIY tonight, because we are an NPR member station, we are a nonprofit, you get a deduction on your tax return. We're trying to get deductions for folks on their tax return tonight by you giving. And if you give before the end of the hour, and we get up to $500, I will write a check for $250. Seamus, do you have any news for us?
Yes, I have a thank you to give Lori. Jeff from Nazareth gave us an extra gift.
Thank you.
And Jeff says, thanks to Lori.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes. So we are getting closer to our goal. We are not there yet, but we are about three pledges away. If just three listeners out there for Your Financial Choices call in before the end of the hour, Lori has generously offered to put $250 extra on the table. So you can help get that little extra bit for WDIY by calling now, 610-758-8810, or online at wdiy.org is the way to do it. We have the volunteers standing by in Pledge Central. They're waiting for your call. It's quick and simple. It takes just about 2 minutes of your time. We just need your contact information, how you want to pay, and how much you want to give. Easy as that. And you're doing a great service supporting WDIY, supporting Lori's show here on Your Financial Choices. And like I was saying earlier in the show, if you call during the programs you enjoy, that is a way to vote for the programs you like here on WDIY. It's a way to tell us that you enjoy these programs and you want these programs to stick around for years to come. So if you're a fan of Your Financial Choices, maybe Lori has given you some good advice recently. That is a way to show your support. So give us a call now if you listen to Your Financial Choices and you value this programming. 610-758-8810 or online at wdiy.org.
And how often can your gift be multiplied so many different ways? So tonight, if the listeners come through for us, we get our $500. WDIY gets an extra $250 from me.
That's right.
Second Harvest Food Bank gets a donation of meals with Wise Food Markets.
That's right, yeah.
And folks get an income tax deduction if they itemize.
There's so many benefits. We try and make it as beneficial and as easy as possible here. Our partnership with Wise Markets and Second Harvest Food Bank has allowed Wise to be able to donate 21 meals for every $100 we raise during the fall pledge drive. And so far during the drive, we've raised over 3,800 meals. So that's 3,800 meals that are going to go to needy, hungry residents in the Lehigh Valley, thanks to the WDIY listeners. It's a way of supporting the community and supporting WDIY at the same time. So if you want to do that, if you want to support those in need in the community while supporting a great public radio station like WDIY, now is the time to do it. 610-758-8810, wdiy.org. Let's get just three more listeners out there to call by the end of the hour, and we'll hit that goal. And Lori has generously offered to put the $250 up on the table, and that will get triggered, and we'll get that extra $250 for WDIY. You can make the difference right now. So give us a call, 610-758-8810, or go online to wdiy.org.
Seamus, Otto also mentioned, when we talk about the layering, I forgot about the matching as well from Air Products. So if your corporation does matching, we would love for you to also let your HR people know you want to grab a hold of that matching and take advantage of that as well. Figure out how to do it, find out if they do it, and make sure you sign up and do a matching as well.
That's right, Lori. There's so many great ways that WDIY can benefit from your pledge during this fall drive. And there's so many companies around here that do the matching. As you mentioned, Air Products, I believe Crayola does it as well.
PPL does.
PPL. There's so many organizations have that matching component. So your pledge today could go even further. You're going to support the needy and the hungry in the Lehigh Valley thanks to the partnership with Second Harvest Food Bank and Wise Markets. You're going to have your company potentially match your contribution, so WDIY will get even more. You're going to help get us towards that goal. So Lori's $250 that she's put on the table will get triggered, and that will go to support WDIY. So there's just so much here and so many incentives to give. If you want to take advantage of all that, please call now. Our volunteers in Pledge Central are standing by. 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org.
Thank you, Seamus. And folks, if you have any other questions this evening, we do have a few minutes left. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Ask for Judy Ann and she'll bring in the question. If we can't get to you tonight, you're always welcome to send questions through the website yourfinancialchoices.com, and I respond as promptly as I can. And all of the people who have taken advantage of that can attest to that, I would hope. And I don't ever bother you again. So I don't follow up unless you need some following up or subsequent question, etc. So we're talking about charitable giving, all the different ways you can give. So many multiple layers tonight to give. And I really appreciate listeners, especially those who are tuned in during the pledge drive, because we know it's rough. We know it's rough for you to have to listen to us asking for contributions and pledges and funding. We hope we can still fit in some of our valuable information that we offer on all of the programming here at WDIY. So we do appreciate you staying tuned and listening to us. If you are one of those people who've stayed tuned and have listened through the show, I would sincerely appreciate us meeting our goal of $500 tonight. It's very, very sensitive for me. I get very emotional about this each year, each time we have a pledge drive, because it's really my mission to help take care of WDIY and continue to support and educate the listeners of the Lehigh Valley. So we are talking about charitable giving tonight, all the wonderful ways that you can give, different ways that you can give, that you can benefit from income tax savings, as well as the great feeling of giving. One of the things I thought I would also mention in the show, so there are some very complicated charitable giving techniques, and I could go on and on about them, but it's probably too complicated for the show. If anyone has questions about that, you know, or would like a topic covered on a future show, certainly let us know if you would like some more information about some of those complicated methods, the charitable remainder unit trust, annuity trust, gift annuities, things like that. But I quite often get questions also about things like donating cars. So I thought that I would just mention a few tips on things like donating cars, charitable travel, charitable volunteers, and what kinds of things that you can deduct or not. So you will hear about donating cars, and I think we even have a program like that I hear on WDIY. We advertise if you'd like to donate your car. You know, there's different ways to do that as well. So I thought I would mention some of the restrictions around that. And typically when someone donates a car, you could also donate a boat and an airplane, believe it or not. If it is more than $500, then it's going to be limited to the sales price that the organization has sold the car for. So typically what happens, you donate your car, they sell it, and then they keep the proceeds. And the proceeds would be reported to you on a 1098-C, C for charity. And again, that is for amounts over $500. If they transfer it to a needy person, if part of their mission, the charitable organization's mission, is to provide transportation maybe to the indigent who will help them get to work and that kind of thing, then the charitable donation will be equivalent to the fair market value. If the charity uses the vehicle themselves, the donation would be equivalent to the fair market value. So the organization itself is going to have to do some of the work if they're going to accept cars and understand the tax reporting requirements for they themselves. I had this happen with a church. I had a client make a donation of a car to a church that the minister was going to use, and the church did not realize or did not have had this happen in the past. So we worked with the church to make sure that they filed the proper documents so that the client would be able to take the proper deduction for it, and everything would be, you know, reported properly. We have the documentation. So a charity who receives cars, boats, or airplanes as donations, depending on how that donation is used, will report the value that you're going to be able to deduct on a form 1098-C. And there's several parts to that form whereby you actually retain, I think it's the copy B, which you would attach to your return reflecting the acknowledgement that you get to take a deduction for that. There is no deduction to exceed $500 without the 1098C. So several years ago, we would be preparing tax returns and someone would say they donated a car and the Blue Book value was $3,500 and they were going to take a deduction for $3,500. Well, that doesn't fly anymore. You have to have the 1098C. It has to be provided by the organization within 30 days after the donation. So that could throw some people off too. If you make a donation of a car to a charitable organization and you might think you're going to get your tax document in January. No, you really need it within 30 days. It needs to be filed within 30 days. And that way you know that everything's on the, you know, up and up and you have the right value. You know, if it's 6 months later, 9 months later, a year later, then it might be too late for the organization to value or put that fair market value on it, depending on how they used it. Another way we can help charities is doing some volunteer driving for organizations such as Meals on Wheels. Your charitable travel, it gives you a deduction of 14 cents a mile. It is not the standard business mileage, which I believe is about 56 cents a mile. I guess the IRS wants us to still have an element of giving back, so they're going to limit what we get to take as a charitable deduction to 14 cents a mile. So keep track of your mileage. You have to have contemporaneous records. Keep track of your mileage if you are someone who is doing charitable work. Keep track of your mileage. That includes folks like scout leaders. When you are a charitable volunteer, if you have to purchase uniforms, have to have those uniforms cleaned a particular way, if you are a convention delegate for your church sends you on a mission to do something, you may deduct your out-of-pocket uniform cost, cleaning cost, travel expenses when you are a charitable volunteer as well. Folks, we are coming up on the end of our show. It is not too late to make a pledge here at WDIY.org. I do want to see if we reached our $500. Seamus, please tell me we reached the $500.
Well,
please tell me.
Let me draw out the suspense a little bit because I want to give some thank yous first.
Okay.
Barbara from Allentown gave an extra gift.
Thank you.
And we want to thank Barbara, and a thank you to Wayne from Walnutport. Wayne is a new member and he wanted to note that he's giving because of that partnership between a Second Harvest Food Bank and Wise Markets.
Wonderful.
So thank you, Wayne and Barbara. And I am pleased to announce that we have met our goal.
We have
passed the $500
Yay!
Mark.
High fives, everybody. Yeah. High fives, phone bank volunteers.
So thank you, Your Financial Choices listeners. Thank you, WDIY listeners. You have helped $250 that Lori put on the table get triggered. And we have even one more thank you to give. Diane from Albertus, a renewing member. Thank you, Diane. So we have passed that, and we've got $250 that Lori has put on the table.
Well, I have to write my check when I leave then.
We're counting on you now, Lori.
Yes. I thank everyone for calling in. It's so great. You know, I was looking at the statistics for the show tonight, and Pennsylvania is like the 20th state for giving, and I believe that New York and New Jersey are like number 3 and 4 or 2 or something. I had those statistics. I've lost them now. But again, I'm very competitive, and I want Pennsylvania to raise our ranks. So let's start with WDIY listeners. We can still pledge more. I love you listeners. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Help WDIY. You can get a tax deduction. We can help Second Harvest Food Bank. We can get matching from employers. It just goes on and on. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices and have a great week.